Welcome to Maseches Avos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 2, Mishnah 1. Interestingly enough, this Mishnah begins by saying, Rebbe Yomer, Rebbe says, we all know Rebbe was Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi, the one that put together the Mishnayos. He was the son of Reb Shimon, who was mentioned in the previous Mishnah. Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi didn't just have Torah, he didn't just have Torah knowledge and Torah greatness, he also had Gedulah. He was an incredibly wealthy person, and he served as the Nasi of Klal Yisrael for many, many years. He had a yeshiva. And the reason that we lovingly refer to him as Rebbe and not Rabban Yehuda Hanasi, just Rebbe, was because that's what he was. He was the Rebbe, he was the Torah teacher of all of Klal Yisrael. So what does Rebbe tell us about life? Says Rebbe, Rebbe Yomer, Ezehi Derech Yeshara Sheyover Lo Ha'adam. What is the just path, the appropriate path that a person should choose to live his life, to follow, to travel on that path? Kol Shehi Teferes La'isa. It has to be something that's beautiful, that brings grandeur to the way a person lives their life. They feel the grandeur. V'tiferes le'min ha'adam. And similarly, people that see someone living on that type of life, they too look at that person and say, wow, what a wonderful, uplifted, and special life. The Rambam actually says that this is referring to what the Rambam always refers to as the derech ha'memutza, or the middle path. That means to say, the Rambam writes that there's extremes that people conduct themselves with. Certain people are extremely selfish, while other people on the opposite extreme just spend all the money that they get. What is the appropriate way to live? The derech ha'emtzai, the middle path. A person is generous, but they're not. They don't just spend all their money. And the same thing with many other attributes or character traits or midas. So the Rambam learns that that's actually what it's referring to. And when a person lives that way, then A, they feel good about themselves, they live with balance, and people see them and say, wow, what a balanced life. Continues Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi. A person should be meticulous, even with a seemingly insignificant mitzvah, just like they would dedicate time, effort, resources to a very, very strict and important mitzvah. Why? You don't know the ultimate award for the mitzvah. Just to add one thing here. Perhaps a person is just involved in a very seemingly insignificant mitzvah, but perhaps for that person at that time, this mitzvah is a deciding factor. Perhaps, as the Gemara says, they're 50% tzaddik and 50% rasha, and that tiny little insignificant mitzvah, such as tying their left shoe before their right shoe, is what ultimately balances them out l'taif. So you have no idea what a small mitzvah could do for a person. V'hevi mechashiv hefsin mitzvah. A person should reflect upon whatever loss they take to do a mitzvah, whether it be financial in terms of time, or even in terms of missed opportunities in the material world, k'neged schara, and understand that the schara, the reward, is infinite, and it's worth way more than anything they could expend in this world. And the other way around, u'schara aveira k'neged hefseida. A person has to think about the pleasure and the benefit, the very temporary pleasure and benefit that they derive in this world, pertaining, and they'd have to balance that out with the hefseid, the incredible loss that ultimately they're going to have to pay for in Olam Haba. And finally, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi concludes, V'istakel b'shloisha dvarim, peer intently at three different things, think about three different things, V'inatabo lidei avera, and you will not come to sin. Da'ma le'malo mimcha, understand that what is above you, in other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ayin roya, the eye sees, it means every single act that we do, someone sees. V'ayzen shamas, and an ear is listening. More than that, not just to our actions, but also to our thoughts. V'chol ma'asecha b'sefer nichtavin, and every single action from when we're born until we die is inscribed in a book. And that book is Sefer Toldos Adam. That book is the life chronicles of a person. And one day that book is opened and a person will have to give din v'cheshbon. They'll have to give din. They'll be judged for what they did, and even perhaps a little more frighteningly, for what they could have done. So a person keeps this perspective in their mind at all times. They stay far away from sin. They focus on that which is important, and they live, as we said before, a life that is tiferes laisa, that's indeed wonderful and uplifting to those that perform it. Wishing you a fantastic day and a wonderful rest of your week.